Bobby Knight's resignation yesterday really coming out of nowhere. 10 games left in the season. His team in the thick of Big 12 play and still hanging on to postseason hopes. Now they'll have to do it without their coach. Knight says health did not factor in his decision. Really hasn't given any reason other than it was time. What did you think of the timing of this, Adande?
Very curious that it came after his 900th victory. The time wasn't before. You're going to tell me that milestone didn't mean anything to him, that maybe he was just hanging around to pile up some numbers? If he was feeling this way, why not do something before the season, or why not wait until the end of the season? Really think he'd find it acceptable if one of his players decided, Coach, I can't do this
anymore.
I don't think he would find that acceptable. No, but that's typical Bobby Knight. The rules that he expects to apply to everyone else, he never applies to his own self. That's going to be part of Bobby Knight's legacy in addition to the 902 victories. He was a guy who was often hypocritical, critical, judging other people and not applying those same standards to himself. He says he wants to allow his coach, his son, Pat Knight, to coach the team, to get used to the players, for them to get used to him. Can't that happen if Coach Bob Knight is still around? Can't he just have Coach Pat Knight work some practices,
have his son
be around the players some more? Yes, you can adjust to it that way. If it's supposed to be an adjustment period, have that adjustment period come in the preseason next year through the rest of the season, but finish what you started. Finish out the season. That's the message you want to send.
So you question the
time. Has been a great leader of young men and been very productive, obviously, in his college coaching career.
Now, I don't think he's bailing out, and I don't think his son could put any kind of imprint or statement on the team if Bob Knight's presence is still looming over the team and coaching it. He reserves the right to go out on his own terms. You know, we're the ones who make the big deal out of numbers and 900, not these coaches most of the time. So I think he's fine. It makes sense both for the players there this year to see what Pat Knight's going to be like, and for the guys that are recruiting to see what this guy's like and, you know, to make their the decisions on going there.
Okay, I understand what you're saying there, Tim, but do you view this as a retirement or a resignation?
Oh, I think it's a retirement. I don't think he's 67. I don't think he's going to pop up somewhere else and coach again. I think he's done. He's been doing this for over 40 years. I think he deserves the right to go out like he wants to go out. I mean, there's John Wooden up here, and there's Coach K here, and then there's his next level that Bob Knight and Dean Smith and all these others are on.
Mariotti?
Tim, March is 4 weeks away. You do not quit when you're Bob Knight.
Resign.
What violates his moral fiber more than a kid quitting? So how can he, as Adonai said, Rally, go on and quit when they are right now 64th in the RPI? They're playing the 11th toughest schedule in America. So there are variables, Tony, where they could squeeze in to the NCAA tournament. Do you really think Texas Tech is better off with Pat Knight, a rookie head coach, as opposed to Bob Knight going down the stretch? See, Tony, this is what drives us crazy about this man. So, you know, he's great with graduation rates, never been in trouble with the NCAA, is a great tactician, one of the greatest coaches of all time, and then he quits.